Blog Talk Radio.
Come in, Tokyo.
Stand by. I shall now push the button which will reverse all time, beginning with this very moment.
Leonardo!
What? See? Time is going backwards!
Ladies and gentlemen. I stopped the time machine just in time.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
coast to coast. Gosh, I hope my sound's 5x5 tonight. It's the Possum Hour theme. It's people. That was a last-minute inspiration. I had not planned for that to be the Possum theme tonight, but kind of wacky, man. The theme to Soylent, which I haven't seen in, like, a long enough time that I think I would enjoy seeing it again. That's right. Hopefully that's on my viewing portal. I hope my sound is 5x5, like I said, because Friday it sucked, and I listened back a little bit to it, and I wanted to kill myself. Well, good evening, ladies and, well, gentlemen, good evening, gentlemen, welcome to Possum Hour, and if any ladies are listening in the future, good evening. I hope you all had a great weekend and that you could distinguish it from the week that preceded it. And may you have yet another one someday. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of medicinal Tide Pods and UV Ray Suppositories. Yeah, we at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Hello, Patty! Hello, Patty! fuck, what do we got? Oh, yeah, it's the home of Grenache Network, consisting of such a myriad of shows as on Mondays, Possum Hour, and on Friday, Night Possum. Variety is the spice of life, they say. Don't you know? Mais oui. Comment allez-vous? Et vous, vous couchez? Até quoi, au ma bouba? Eh, mais la maman, mon ami. Eh? Comme si, comme ça? All right, Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from the President of the United States.
Get our country open, and we have to get it open soon.
That's me and Corona. That's me in the spotlight, abusing my position, trying to blame Chinese flu. And I don't care if you have caught it. Oh no, I said too much. I thought that I heard you coughing. I thought that I heard you wheeze. I think I let the old folks die.
We can't keep our country closed. We have to open our country.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
It's fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby, right here on Earth. That was our Uncle Bombo moment for the evening, yeah. Brought to you by our sponsor.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
There you go. All right.
Okay.
Enough about that jackass, huh? How about that?
Bombo.
Forget about Bombo and the fucking virus. You know?
Yeah.
You know.
Open now, up Ted's the,
gonna,
open up the country.
Ted's going to put my connection in peril by making me go out and get a treat. I'm going to noggin.
You don't have nothing handy?
Jesus, sweet. I did. I reached in my pocket. I came up empty. Shaffa. So. Was it cold where you are? Let's talk about the weather, make it really interesting. Was it cold where you were?
Yes.
Yes,
it
was?
I don't know what's going on, man. Some days I'm fucking sweating my ass off, man. It's cold.
I tell you what, man. It was so cold. How cold was it? It was so cold. I cut the grass Saturday wearing a toque.
Wearing a toque?
Yeah, you know, a full cap. We're fucking toque cutting the grass.
Well, how'd he get done?
I've never worn a toque cutting the grass. I mean, it's never happened. That's the first.
Well, there you go, then.
Like,
this
man.
This is a year of plenty of firsts. There you go.
I know. It's like, man, I need some head covering to complete this mission, man.
Yeah.
Well, that ended up.
Complete this mission.
Yeah. So,
Should have wore a space helmet.
Dude, I used to have one. Lunar Patrol, man. I don't know what the fuck
That's
happened.
Okay.
I think
a gorilla costume, like the robot ape.
Yeah, no, I never had one of them.
That would have been great cutting the grass like that.
Shoot.
But you used to have
yes.
a helmet, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, I was going to say, we at Possum Hour do not take our responsibilities toward truth, justice, and the American way lightly, ladies and gentlemen.
That is true.
I say that now because Dr. Cake's here.
That is true, sir.
Gumby brought it to my attention at the official possum, the new official possum prayer. We're going to have to go back to the old possum prayer because the African guy fucking up the Genesis is fake. It's fake.
I broke my heart. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
We've been shined.
Uh-huh.
So we will no longer use that as the official prayer. I send my apologies to whoever that was, the Prime Minister of South Africa or whoever the fuck that was.
Ungawa. I think his name was Reverend Brother Ungawa.
Ungawa, yeah. And salute to you, sir. And now we must officially blow up.
Uh-huh.
The African
prayer.
Hate
to see it go. Hate to see it
go.
There
it goes. Well, wave goodbye.
Bye-bye.
This is it. It's all over. Yep. This is it. Swear to God. Hit it.
Nora, my beautiful sunflower. Ain't she a dream? There's something about you. Now, I really see the dream walking. Dream. She's a nightmare. Hey, you know, I think she's uglier than you are.
Yeah, well, she's got...
What?
Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, in the beginning, yeah, in the beginning, yeah.
Well, all right, everybody, let your hands. If you got on a wig like some people think I got on, this is my own beautiful hair. What to do with it, fellas? Take it out! I said, and get down and win.
fucking, he's the man.
Yeah, baby.
Woo.
Hot there, hot there.
Woo. Woo.
Hang on, Ted. We got to give that one a...
Woo!
Yeah. Man, isn't it funny how much Paul McCartney stole from him in a lot of those Beatles songs, you know?
Yeah.
Catch a lot of it in that one. All right, Ted, hang on.
A lot of energy, that cat. A lot of energy.
All right, hey, you better be quiet, bub. I'm going to have to give you a snub. All right, well, let's do it. We'll swap Little Richard's stories after Ted barks for a minute. All right, how's that?
Sounds good. Go ahead, Ted.
We'll mix it up a little bit. All right, here we go. Where's our good? Here we go. That's a good one. I like this one. Can you believe GT said "Blow Up Anything" by Michael Jackson? I know there's like a laundry list of Michael Jackson songs. Yeah. Potentially blow up, but anything by Michael Jackson.
Yeah. How many have we blown up already?
I would never blow this up.
That's the old Motown stuff.
Who knows?
That's the stuff we've blown
him up time and time again.
Wow, what was that snag for Cartney?
What are the fucking news guys? He says that every fucking time you listen to me.
Uh-huh.
And they did that time and time again. And when you know, you know, it's funny if you watch these jackasses and you notice something stupid like that, then you hear it every fucking. There's this one girl, this one young girl. She's cute and a progressive, so I'm not going to bitch about her. But she starts off every sentence with, "I mean," and after, you know, geez. Once you terrible. Once you notice that, then all you can hear is the "I mean, I mean,
yep.
I mean." Anyway, I mean,
I mean,
I mean. We got cheeks in the Possum Lounge. Right,
sweet
there. Cheeks, Ed. Cheeks.
Sweet Alice. There he
is. Yeah. Cheeks.
There he is.
Yeah. Cheeks. You dumb dog.
Sweet Alice.
All right. Okay. And look who else is there. That's Sweet Alice. Yeah. And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Okay. Now it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake. You are correct, Cake.
Idiot. Dumbass. Alright. Okay, hold on. Wait. Wait for your cue. You're not waiting for your cue. And there's Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, that's beauty. And there's the Road to Midian, our old pal Cam.
Cam's here. And Patty.
And Patty. This dopey dog. Here you go. All right. Knock yourself out. There you are, ladies and germs.
Good job, Ted.
Awesome lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
I'm a real gone teenage beatnik. I'm a beatnik and I'm really hip. I love to smile with a droopy lip. I play the bongos, I don't drive a jack. I don't dig squares, man, they're a drag.
He's just a teenage beatnik.
I don't dig squares. They're a drag. I don't dig the classes in the school. I flip when I hear Frankie singing cool. Don't give me records unless they're stereo. I call my girlfriend Father Daddy-O. I don't dig squares, man. They're a terrifying drag.
Don't dig books on history. You'd rather dig a booking mystery. Don't dig Ralph and Dumbo kinds of books.
I like to cha-cha in Bermuda shorts. I don't dig Ivy clothes. They're too neat. I dig a t-shirt when it's really big. I look rather like Fabian, but I don't brag. I don't dig squares, man, they are a drag. I don't dig squares, man, they just don't understand me.
Ted, go lay down. I don't think he understands that his part in the show is over now.
He's expecting encore. Encore, Ted.
Sorry about that.
Tell Ted that everyone's throwing roses in the lounge for him.
Throwing roses in the lounge.
Yeah.
Such a good job.
Good boy. Good,
what a good boy.
Boy.
What a
good boy.
Now go lay down. Don't make me silly. Tell you again. I am your master.
You got me in a mood for Soily Green now.
I know. Me too.
Yeah, that's a damn good
and
play.
The movie as well. The movie as well, yeah. Good night snack, I was thinking. All right, you have a Little Richard story you like to share.
Yeah, I've told it before.
Yeah.
Impossible. Yeah.
Well, this is an appropriate occasion to repeat yourself.
Yeah, me and a buddy of mine, we went to L.A. for a week. And there was this big white limousine parked out back of the, at the Hyatt. This is the part I don't get. Why the fuck was he staying at the Hyatt when it was only like a quarter mile away from Beverly Hills? I don't know, you know. But we were asking the chambermaid. She goes, who owns a big white limo? She wouldn't tell us. And we finally somehow got wind of it. The limo pulled up right underneath our window. We were like on the second floor, I think. They pulled right up there, and there was these two black guys in these black suits, you know, with the chauffeur hats, you know, real official like.
Right.
We started talking to them, and you know, by this time we knew it was Little Richard. We said, "Where's Little Richard, man? He's coming out soon." Somehow we got on to talk about religion because that's what he has. He opened up the trunk of the limo, and it was just packed with these religious books. I don't know whether he wrote it or I don't know. But we ended up getting a couple of those. My buddy ran down and they gave him a couple for us. I don't know whatever happened.
Nice.
But finally, Little Richard came out. We were yelling down to him. He's talking to us. You know, we were yelling down from the window. He's talking. But one time I said, Little Richard. Whoop-bop, shoo-whoop-bop, old bad boom. Such a white guy. That's all I remember saying to him.
You said what?
Whoop-bop, shoo-whoop-bop, old bad boom. I'm such a white guy. I couldn't do it.
Did he laugh?
I don't remember because we were just yelling shit and he's talking up to us. I don't know. I have no idea what the conversation even fucking was, man. It's just that we were yelling back and forth down to him. But it's pretty cool. I can still see him looking up at us. You know.
I got a little Richard.
We asked him when's he leaving. Because you went to and all that shit. But I forget how we found out. And I had a movie camera. And I gave my buddy my still camera and had him run down to the parking lot to get a picture of him. You know, I was going to film it from the window. I don't know what happened to my film, but we got a good picture of him, you know. He's holding up his hand.
You
like
were drinking back then, though, weren't you?
Oh,
you were drinking
heavily.
Yeah,
heavily.
Yeah, that's why. That's why the film never panned out.
Yeah,
I know
right.
How that works.
This was exactly 1 year before the riots.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that's how we're far back. You know, I was bombed out of my mind. It's the same week I met Andrew Dice Clay. I shook hands and sat down and spoke with Dice.
Huh. Oh, the 94 riots, right?
Yeah, 94, yeah. So it's 93. So what's it, 93?
93. I thought the riots were 94, but I may be wrong.
I was married in 93.
Not always function correctly.
So maybe it's,
well,
I have
a Little Richard story. It's purely possible.
Yeah. All right.
I without permission, I'm using this story by my Facebook. Well, he's not my Facebook friend, so.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not like he's accepted. Yeah, it's not like he's accepted me into his family or anything. I follow him because he's a pretty cool guy. You remember Ernie from My Three Sons? The funny-looking one with the buck teeth and the glasses?
Yeah.
Well, he turned out to be a pretty cool guy. I like him, man.
Okay.
Robbie. Robbie was a dreamboat. He was one of the nicest guys ever on Facebook, and he passed away.
Oh, no shit.
I was Robbie's friend. Rest in peace.
Good
Robbie
man,
Bunny Doug.
Good man is hard to find. Isn't that the name
you
of the
got
song?
That right.
His girlfriend or fiance wrote
something like that. Dad, shut up. But anyway, so Ernie puts up this picture. His name's Barry Livingston. I almost forgot his name. He says he put up a picture of him and Little Richard. Right, pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
He says I caught the red eye from New York to do the. Regis Philbin morning show, which I guess was in L.A.
Yeah.
They arrived at the studio at 7 a.m., and to my stunned delight, I found Little Richard standing in the green room all by himself. Because they never tell you who's going to be on, so it really blew my mind. Anyway, we had a few quality moments, and then who else should arrive? Tiny Tim!
All right.
So then he says, Richard was ecstatic to see Tim, who confessed he was on hard times, recently divorced from Miss Vicky and broke. Richard dug into his wallet, pulled out three $100 bills and handed them to Tim, who broke down in tears.
Oh, no shit.
How about that?
Nice little story there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, uh-huh. Which is probably far more than you got from doing the fucking Regis.
Yeah, well, that's why he was staying at the Radisson there, because he was handing out money to guys like Tiny Tim.
There you go. Maybe that's it. Yeah. Hi.
One more time. Huzzah, huzzah. Little Richard Penniman.
Good guy.
Ah, may he rest in pieces.
I should try looking for that religious book. I probably still have it stuffed away in one of these boxes.
Let's see here. Oh! I risked life and limb for the first time since the pandemic started.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I've been such a good boy. Speaking of which, unlike my dog! One more. Then I'm going to kick your ass. I've been a really good boy since the pandemic, the lockdown and all that crap, and I haven't eaten out since the beginning of March, I guess.
Okay.
Right? At least. Probably February.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for various reasons, but, you know, it's a good excuse. Hey, you got to cut that out. Well, I was out today, and I was right by Block's Bagels.
Yeah.
I took Cam to one of the best restaurants in Columbus, Schmidt's. but man, I love me some deli food. And
yeah,
it's stuff.
I like deli food.
It's
best.
This is the fucking stuff, baby.
Dry food.
I went in, I got
right?
a little takeout, man. How's that?
Okay. They're still not open, right? Drive through window?
No. No, I walked in and ordered and took it home. Takeout.
Oh, you can't go window and do that. Okay.
Break I went in, yeah.
Bit.
Went in inside.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, they've opened that up that far. And but that's usually what I do anyway. I don't usually eat there.
Yeah.
I usually take it home. But, oh, man. Oh, Dad.
Deli food.
I'll tell you
I
what.
Love it.
I ended up catching that shit and dying from it.
Uh-huh.
And if I had
uh-huh.
to die for a fucking sandwich,
uh-huh.
that's the fucking sandwich. I'm
there
telling
you. There
you
go.
Pastrami special at Block's Bagels. Gabba. Gabba. Do.
That's good food.
Oh, mamma mia.
What kind of bagel was
yeah.
it? Get an onion bagel?
No bagel. On the
bagel?
Rye bread. On the rye bread.
On the rye bread, yes. There you go.
Oh, look at that. Cam says the Schmitz was some of the best food he's ever... That is... They are fucking... That damn sauce at Schmitz. Somebody made a deal with the devil to create this white sauce they have. Honest to God. That shit's stupid. Oh my God! Yeah, we got some good eating here in Columbus. We got one bit of culture.
All
some
right.
good places to eat, and not like you know fancy schmancy. You know, you could go to Schmitz.
Yeah.
You don't have to dress up. You know, fucking Blocks. You go in there. You know, it's like gazigas on. All right. I'm not gonna talk any more about Uncle Bobo. I made that promise earlier in the show. Okay.
Uncle Bobo.
No more Uncle Bobo. But I got one other political thought that I had.
Okay.
All right. Now, you got, on the other side, you got Joe Biden, right? You know, all
yeah.
the cream puffs. The cream puffs. You could go in a seizure eating one of those fucking cream puffs, man. I
haven't had a cream puff in ages.
I thought you were calling
Sleepy Joe that cream puff.
No, I got a head rush thinking about that fucking Schmitz cream puff. That thing's like
okay.
head rush. Okay.
Well, the blood go to your penis thinking of the cream
no,
puff?
No, it kind of like my head kind of got swimmy, you know.
Okay.
Like we right. need a cream puff. You ever do that? You want to fucking grow a good cream puff? You're like, hey. Passing by, though.
A good cream puff will do that to you.
Yep. Got to be a good cream puff, though. None of these
a
bullshit.
A good one.
Dolly Madison bullshit. Go lay down, Ted. So, Joe Biden, right? And I'm not a real big fan of his candidacy. I may have made that point earlier. But anyway, I think we're stuck with him as the alternative. So he's got to pick a running mate, right?
Yeah.
And he says he's going to pick a woman, so my idea ain't going to fly. But I had this thought. I said, you know, a lock. It would be a lock if he picked Bernie. Huh?
Yeah.
It's a lock because then you have pretty
have
much that. everybody who fucking voted in the primary is going to be happy then, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to be cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go,
yeah.
I'm going to go, well, that's cool. Bernie's vice
uh-huh.
president. You know, all the Biden people are going to be cool. Everybody's cool.
Yeah.
That ain't never going to happen. But I thought they could bill it like the Odd Couple, right? Can two octogenarians govern together? Without driving each other crazy? Huh?
I like it.
Yeah, and then you got the music. I think it's got legs, man. That'd be the campaign.
Uh-huh.
The original Odd Couple, Biden and Bernie. Dun da 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 da. Huh?
I can
see
it.
All right.
Never mind.
This is why I'm not a political strategist. Only the host of a second-rate puppet show on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
All right. We have time. I lost that 20 pounds cake, and then I just, like, plateaued out. It sucks so bad. I haven't lost. I got over to 20, like, 22, 3 pounds, and then nothing. Forget it.
Well, you're okay. You're still there, though, right? You didn't gain it back, right?
Yeah. Oh, no.
All right. Okay. All right. Then you're still up there. All right.
I'm in there. But, hey, you know, Myra, still, like, you
know. Uh-huh.
Kind of disappointing because I haven't really been eating anyway.
Well, it's not like you're trying to get your bathing suit weight to show the girls.
Yeah, kind of am.
Yeah, but there's no beach going there.
Yeah. Well, let's do a quickie real quick before the 3 minutes, because you're going to need something to cleanse the palate first. Sort of, you never see that, like with the cheese and the wine?
Oh, yeah.
You want to...
Oh, yeah.
A quickie, then the 3 minutes, in that order. It's like the salt and the lemon. All right, quickie.
Pointy birds, pointy, pointy. Anoint my head. Anointy, nointy.
I love it. There you go.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome.
I guess everybody else is pigging out during this thing, man. I'm glad I haven't been, because I was bad enough as it was. But I'm back down to where at least I don't feel 100% like a piece of shit. About 40. All right, Ted?
All right.
Ted, lay down. Do everybody a favor and put us all out of our misery and lay down. He doesn't look like he's digging that philosophy too much. All right. Well, I thought we were going to stop talking about Uncle Bobo. God damn it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
We got a Bobo 3 minutes?
We got a Bobo 3 minutes, man.
All right. Inavoidable.
So, you hear the one about the idiot that goes to the mask factory and everybody's wearing masks? And then he doesn't wear a mask? Yeah, he wears goggles. And then, when he's walking around wearing goggles and not wearing a mask and looking like a real douchebag, they're playing Live and Let Die in the background, right?
Live and Let Die.
Hear that one?
We need it like a good Gregorian Live and Let Die.
What a novel approach.
Oh.
I do say.
interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Kim Jong-un, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Little fat guy over the rocket. Little rocket man. Well.
Little rocket man.
They were saying little rocket man bit the big one, succumbed to heart surgery or some shit, right? And then they're saying, oh, no, no, he's okie doc.
Prankster.
They're saying it's a body
on our
double.
Legs.
Body double.
There you go.
You know. And, you know what the punchline is? Jesus Christ. I don't need to say it. Do I need to say it?
Go ahead.
No, I'm not gonna I'm not gonna say it. I'm not presidential. I'm not gonna say the punchline. Moving right along. I read a It's funnier if you don't say it. I read an interesting article this morning about the Lord of the Flies. Did you happen to see that?
No.
Cause I get these weird, like, you know, good. I'm not saying it, Cheeks. They always present these articles in the morning to me that are like, kind of uplifting, good news, you know, interesting, that kind of crapola, you know. And I bit on this one. They're talking about the Lord of the Flies, right? You know, did you ever read that when you were a kid?
I never did. Never read the Lord of the Flies.
Alright, well, you know the stories. It's William Golding's book. Kids get stranded on an island, and, you know, one thing leads to another, and it's anarchy, and, you know, they're fucking cavemen running around, you know.
The
primitives. Well, it actually happened in real life.
All right.
And the lesson we learned from Lord of the Flies that man is a fucking animal is fucking bullshit. All right?
Okay, all right, do tell.
Stick that in your pessimistic pocket and smoke it. Because these kids, I guess they were some kind of South Pacific island. Anyway, you know, they're kids, Samoan, something like that, you know, but not Samoa.
Okay.
Anyway, these kids decided to, you know, for a lark to go out on a boat. They heisted a boat and didn't really bring many supplies, got lost at sea, and shipwrecked on an island. I think there was 12 or 15 of them, would they say. Anyway, neither here nor there. Anyway, they got along well, kept the fire burning for an entire year as a signal. You know, figured out how to collect rainwater. One of them fashioned a guitar out of coconuts and strings from the raft. And they were finally rescued by this fisherman who the king. He brought him back to the island. This is kind of weird part. The king of this. I guess they were a king. You know, king of this island, King Mahonahoney. He says, whatever you want, man, for rescuing our boys, you know, you got it. He goes, I'd like to run a fisherman business or lobster business on your shores. King's like, you've got it, chief. And okay. So he hires all these kids to work for him. Pretty cool.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, that's okay. The real story. It's such a nicer story than the fucking Lord of the Flies fucking thing, man.
What is,
even though it does have
kids?
Billy Mumy in it. What's that?
Yeah. Did they interview the kids? I mean, maybe shit was happening where they were really actually trying to form a society and all that shit. And...
Well, yeah, they got along.
But
they figured out, you know. They
agreed the novel did, yeah, but yeah. Okay.
But they had one kid fell off a cliff. And they brought him back up, and they set his leg, and his leg was fine when they picked him up. It was healed.
See that? They were doing good.
Really cool.
They were good kids.
Yeah.
They were good kids,
man. Yeah. So I think the difference was these guys are all kind of like, Pacific Islanders. They don't really look like all the kids in The Lord of Flies were white, so.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because these guys were people of color.
Never read that book. That book got by me.
Not quite as violent.
I started Woody's book. I read 30 pages. My eyes got all blurry, headaches, and everything. So I got to take my time with it.
Lord. You should get it on tape and then just hold the book out in front of you and pretend.
I might get on tape now that I understand Alan did the narration. Did the reading.
Yeah.
What the hell? But yeah, someone's telling me something. It doesn't go in the old noggin like it does when I read it, you know? I miss things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah, I got to read, yeah.
Because your mind, you kind of wonder when you're reading, you're concentrating.
Yeah.
You have to concentrate on the reading. You can't, you know, like if you're listening to somebody, a lot of times your mind will drift.
It's always been a problem with me. But reading, everything gets in there. Gets filed away.
I'm going to post this. I'm going to post this on the Fake Kermit page. Or maybe that's where I got it. Is it on the Fake Kermit page? The real life Kermit the Frog living in Costa Rica?
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
They
found this breed of frog. It looks just like Kermit. And the big bug eyes on the sides. They're kind of sleepy looking, you know? He's got an accordion, but really close. Yeah.
Fucking a pig.
Okay, I'll post that on our Earthsat's Kermit page. Man, we were like page creating happy there for a while.
Sheesh. Way too many.
I inherited half of mine, man.
That's right.
Well, we didn't talk about this Friday. I meant to talk about this Friday. You might have seen this on the news. It was a huge hoot. I should have got the soundbite just for effect, but the Supreme Court last week was hearing a case, and, you know, with the pandemic, the flu and everything, they're not meeting in person, right? doing live audio streams, and somebody on the live audio stream flushed the toilet. Right in the middle of this guy.
I see that.
It could have been one of the judges, you know. Could have been, Clarence Thomas, you know, laying some pipe. Who knows, man? Ruth Bader Ginsburg taking a squirt. I don't know. But, somebody just got the mute and flushed. So, if you're ever on the phone and you think people can't hear the toilet flushing in the background, you're wrong. Okay,
yes.
I just want to put that up. Yeah.
It happens.
Just save that for last.
Yeah.
All right, here's a scary one for Cam. Whoa. Whoa. Scatty. This is scary, too, man. A woman woke up in a body bag. She'd been pronounced dead. Yeah, man. In Paraguay. This woman had the, I guess it wasn't the COVID-19. They thought she died of cervical cancer. And then they put her in a body bag. And then they noticed, like, the body bag was moving around. And,
can you imagine that?
Well, the doctor, they tried to resuscitate her, and they were unsuccessful. So they're like, well.
Huh? Dead.
Dead. Yeah.
She had one too many Don Hollingers.
Yeah. Well, she got cervical cancer. That can't be that good anyway. I mean, getting off the inevitable.
Sure, might as well just let
her. God bless her, and I wish her luck. That was it. That was
get
it.
Back,
that
get back
lady
to toe tag.
Yeah, you know. Turn back to Dancing with the Stars, Cam. That was a lady woke up in a body bag. No big whoop. All right. Man, 4th of July, canceled. I knew it.
Uh-huh.
I knew it.
Uh-huh.
I knew it. I knew it. Local Whitehall fireworks, canceled. The big one, the Big Mamu downtown, canceled.
Canceled all.
The two-handed Mikey, he wanted me to come down to Cincinnati over the 4th. I said, dude, that is not going to happen. I will bet money on that. And you know what? I don't think it will happen. I haven't heard about the Cincinnati thing, but
we ain't doing nothing.
We ain't doing shit this summer, man.
Uh-huh.
Why did I put this in here? I should have posted this on.
I'm enjoying it.
Me too. I should have posted this on. As long as the dough holds out, you know, the dough, the dope,
that's
and the scotch,
the whole thing.
Be fine.
And I have nowhere to go after this. That's the trouble.
And the treats.
The treats. You better have some treats.
I don't know why I saved the link for the Siegfried and Roy guy. Roy.
He died.
He's not doing so good.
He got it with the coronavirus.
Yeah, he got the corona after he got mauled by the tiger.
Yeah.
Nice. Trifecta.
Uh-huh. That's a Lifetime movie right there.
I think right in the middle, he stubbed his toe. Talk about hardship. Guy.
That's right.
Poor guy. Good news, ladies and germs, if you're a Frank Zappa fan. Did you see this?
Now what?
70 tracks from the Mothers of Invention. Well, the Mothers of Invention, they were called in 1970. And that would be Flo and Eddie and that gang.
Yeah.
So they got a new CD. He's like fucking Hendrix, man. I mean, they'll be coming out with CDs for this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. And I don't mind.
It's good. It's diehard fan to buy that.
Four CD set, man.
Free music.
Fucking Eggman. I love him. Yep. Never forget that, man. Same day, they said, Frank Zappa has, what did he have, rectal cancer or something stupid like that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he has.
But the lead story that day was Magic Johnson had HIV.
Yep.
And that's all they talked about.
Yep.
And they talked about that and talked that and talked about that and talked about that. How's Magic Johnson doing these days? Not so bad.
Yeah.
Just saying, man.
But Zappa's gone.
Frank got the short shift on that one.
Yeah. I'm still pissed at Elvis.
Oh,
whole Groucho thing.
Shitting on Groucho's exit, man. Yeah. Yeah. Groucho should have had one like Jack Benny,
difference.
You know? Like Jack Benny dying on, like, New Year's Eve. And Johnny Carson's, hit by a bus. And do you remember that? Johnny Carson came on, he's like all bummed out. He's like, oh, geez. Welcome to Johnny Carson Show. He's just, so fucking bummed. And me and my buddy, we were at my buddy's house, and we broke into the folks' liquor cabinet. We thought, boy, we're gonna have some fun tonight, boy. Johnny Carson comes on, he's like, oh boy. Luckily it was followed by a Martin and Lewis movie and we recovered from that was the saddest fucking Tonight Show I'd have ever seen in my life. Was, oh, Jack Benny was my hero.
I was listening to a Johnny Carson when he had Jim Garrison on, and he kept toe to toe with Garrison. You know, telling me he's a fucking idiot, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't back down.
He had Bobby Kennedy on, all kind of people like that. But once he moved out
Garrison
to Hollywood,
was a fucking moron, man.
Who was?
Jim Garrison was a fucking idiot.
Mm. Yeah.
He's the one that Dopey Oliver Stone. That whole that's all based on his two books. Yeah, two
I
conspiracy
know.
Idiots making a movie. That movie was a fucking hysterical fucking flick.
You forget who my ex-wife is. She invented the Kennedy assassination.
She's still into that? I like a person that has passion for something, man.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, you got Roger Stone, and then you got
Yeah.
All right. Now we'll finish up with a. We don't have a poop story, but we have an ass story.
All right. Okay, that's the producers of shit. The poop.
Where the poop comes from. Queen guitarist and astrophysicist Brian May.
Yeah.
He ended up in the hospital after injuring his buttocks during an incident in his garden. He managed to rip his Luteus Maximus to shreds in a moment of over-enthusiastic gardening, he said. I can only imagine.
That's first thing I thought of was the Spinal Tap. the one drummer. Oh yeah, he died in a horrific gardening accident. I just left it at that. So they didn't elaborate, huh? They left it to the imagination. What could have happened in
the
garden?
Fill in the blank.
All right, good ending. Hi, right, Brian May.
We're out of here. Head for the door. Well, a cue.
There.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Back to our show.
Here we go. Well, this song is dedicated to the undiluted queen of rock and roll. She knows who she is. We'll be right back.
Q. Oh, man. Well, I hate when that happens. All right. That
you
was
shut
fucking
it down
off.
To voice
I think,
control.
I think we played that Leon tune years ago, but very appropriate for the evening since we're honoring Little Richard.
Yeah, we can bring back Leon whenever. Some things are worth repeating.
Man. I like Leon Russell better than I like the Beatles.
I never got into Russell before. I think you got me into him. That's how late in life I got into him.
I think so, too, yeah. In the early parts of the show, I was playing, and you're like, that fucking guy's good.
Yeah.
But damn right. You're damn right, Jack.
Yeah. Damn Skippy.
One of the few live acts I saw, man. That was, that was something else.
Yeah, you saw Leon live? Nice.
Oh, it couldn't have been in a better venue. You see, it was just him and his piano. Grand, big white baby grand piano in this real small venue. I mean, we're sitting at tables and they're serving us drinks like that.
Okay, yeah, I've been to that.
We weren't down on the floor, but we were up in the back, and it was like,
yeah.
I mean, 150 feet away, 100 feet away. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was a stunning show. I was stunned. I was fun. Go figure.
I've seen Eric Bird in a place like that. Little tables and all that. Yeah.
Nothing like it, man. Intimate.
Yeah.
You know?
It would be nice if you saw him with that Perry Lewis. He did album with Perry Lewis, the old blues guy. I think it's called
Session. You're going to have to educate me on that, dude.
Yeah. I put it on Grenache tonight. One of them, anyway. I don't know if he actually performed with them, but Perry Lewis is on it. Yeah.
Oh, he was like the
Leon
session, was.
Perry's like 90, just sitting there.
Yeah.
Not that old, but still.
Back in the late '60s, he was the go-to guy to organize a fucking, concert tour. He put together Joe Cocker, Mad Dogs, and Englishmen. He organized George Harrison's concert for Bangladesh.
Oh, that's right. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You couldn't have done that one without Leon. You got that right. Jacques.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah, baby! Yeah!
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. We've had a semi-weird show. We've had some really good tunes, like the Little Richard and the Leon Russell, both enriching moments. The Live and Let Die thing, you don't know. Jury's still out on that. That's a weird thing with the Louie Nye Beatnik thing. Nobody even mentioned that. That just kind of like.
Uh-huh. We've played that before.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, a long while.
We had a whole
long
Beatnik
while,
show. I remembered, like, and then I went, you know what? I don't care.
That's right. Yeah.
All that dumb shit. We need to do another Beatnik special, I think. I'll tell you what, though. That chicken show I've got scheduled, that might be like a whole, we just schedule Wednesdays. We just call it the chicken show. Chicken hour.
Chicken hour.
This is how much material I am cultivating for this chicken show I've got coming up. If anybody has any chicken-related items they'd like me to share on the chicken show, send them to Chicken Show, care of the Spiegel Catalog, Chicago 23609, Pueblo, Colorado. The chicken show. I'm not sure when it is, Cheeks. I'm going to have to check with Pueblo, Colorado first. And then we'll see. on the Jerky
Show. We gotta have that sound bite of chicken pot pie. Chicken pot pie.
Boy, the chickity chickity chock chicken. That's a good one.
Yeah, there you go.
That's not racist at all. Oh.
It's a shitload of chicken. We should make it a chicken week.
Chicken.
Monday and Friday, because there's a shitload of chicken stuff.
Make June chicken month. I don't know.
Hey,
who knows?
Why
who
not?
Knows?
Why
the
not?
Possibilities are mm-hmm. endless. We've got a whole pandemic to muddle through,
right.
man. I mean, we could have chicken. Maybe chicken first Monday of every month would be chicken. Chicken night. Oh, God, I can't wait for Chicken Show. But we have to do this really fucking weird yodel, man.
Yodel.
It's really off. Yeah.
Ah, why not? Why the fuck not?
Weirdo-rama.
Yodel!
It's yodeling time!
Yodel
by Wonderflute.
Wonderflute.
Wonderflute. Wonderflu. You could put the, you just connect the dots. You could figure out how I that came up on the search, right?
I can see you. Flu yogurt.
For a flu-related yogurt. All right.
Well, good, fine. Ooh. Everyone enjoyed that.
Yeah, everybody's digging it, man. Melt. That's cool. That was cool, man. Yep. I was like, I jumped into a mosh pit right in the middle.
Ah, do tell.
That kind of music's jump like...
jump on top of
it's
head.
Like way... That stuff's... I'm like, that's... that's out of my league, man. You know? I mean, like, I'm glad everybody dug it, because it was okay. I thought it was okay for that shit, but I don't know what's good in that genre of...
who
yelling
does?
Stuff music.
Who
you know?
Does?
For the... it's for the kids. That one was for the kids. Hope you kids out there enjoyed that yodel. Next week, we're going to have, let's see, Tammy Wynette and Jim Nabors do a duet for the yodel. Oh! Did Jim Nabors ever yodel? Note to self. Did Jim Nabors yodel? I don't know what my obsession is with Jim Nabors lately. It's nothing...
It's a phase we all go through.
You got to go through your Jim Nabors phase. Let's see if we got any notes before we get out of here. All right, so yeah, the pastrami melt sandwich, worth dying for.
Okay. All right.
I miss Maggie C. If you're listening.
Yes, Maggie C. We all do.
And Ford Prefect, come back.
Ford
Prefect. The opener today, Tom Jones, Ford Prefect.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was listening to Eric Burden do that song with Three Dog Night. They have that
cool.
On YouTube. I was gonna post it. Oh. It's Eric's birthday today.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That'd have been a better one to play, really, right?
Instead, I posted on my page the Black Plague. I was going to send it to you, but it's kind of 6 minutes long. It's very dreary. And I didn't think it would work on the show.
Yeah, we already had like a Gregorian chant. We got away with a Gregorian chant, you know.
Yeah.
We got to press your luck. You know what I mean?
That would be great.
So I'm thinking this right before the show, you know. I think I was taking a shit. I'm not sure. Come up with no, I wasn't. I would know that because I had my cheeks bucket next to the toilet, and I would have remembered, you know, flushing number two.
Yeah.
I digress. Haven't been to the hardware store yet. So anyway, you know all these jerk-offs that are like all fucking freaking out because they, you know, they can't go out or whatever. Can't. I don't know. You know, they're protesting and yay, hey, you fuckers, you know, let us back in. We got to go to work, you know, and they want to go back to work and all this. Stop the shutdown.
Oh yeah.
Man, I got a word. I got one of them hashtags, man.
Okay.
And if it hasn't been done yet, those idiots need to latch onto this and make it their own. I don't know why I'm helping them out, but it's just like it's such a good one, you know.
Okay.
You'll understand when I tell you what it is. Hashtag shamdemic. Huh?
Shamdemic. There you go.
Shamdemic.
Uh-huh.
All those guys that think it's fake and shit. Come on, man.
They haven't done that yet.
I don't know. Come on, QAnon. Get your shit together.
Uh-huh.
Shamdemic. Hashtag shamdemic.
Help these people out.
There it is. The freebie. Uh-huh. The freebie.
Good luck spelling it, Bobo people.
Oh boy. Alright, yeah, really. Yeah, good luck with that, Chief.
Put that on your fucking sign.
Shamdemic. Morons! Maroons! Jagass. Plandemic. We talked about that fucking thing. That video spread faster than the COVID-19, man.
Yep.
Jam, man. God damn it. People are so eager to believe bullshit. Why is that? It's like that fucking truth, they're like, yeah, I don't know, man. But then you show them something fucking totally stupid and ridiculous. They're like, well, he's making a good point over there.
Well, they're saying now that the hospitals are getting more money if the people are dying from the coronavirus, which is true. But how many
of these are
I mean, we're looking at 80,000 dead. I mean, how many possibly could be fake?
Shamdemic, man. It's the shamdemic, dude.
Shamdemic. I'm 60, brother. I'm riding this out. I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to get a sham wow and tie it to my face for a mask. Man.
There you go.
That's the only way to prevent pandemic is to wear the shamdemic. There you go. The shamdemic. Available at a retail Kmart. And McCrory's. McCrory's. There you go. The five and dime. We got one of those. Shamdemic masks. Okay, kids. Well, thanks for coming. I really appreciate the moral support. One of these days we're all going to be dead. So think about that. I don't know. I had nothing else to say.
No, what the hell?
Have fun, man. Scratch glass, turn blue, you know. And say goodnight, everybody.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Thanks for coming, gang. Love my possums. Energize. Hey, whoop-a-doo. Whoop-a-doo.
At the crack of dawn, take a peep out the window, woman, and this old boy's gone. And you're the reason I'm a traveling on. So baby, don't think twice, it's all right. Head down a long, lonesome road, babe. Yeah, I'm bound. I just can't tell. But howdy, old.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.